It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's so sharp that rock, paper, scissors is now called rock, paper, Trey Gowdy. His great new book is called Doesn't Hurt to Ask. Fox News contributor and host of the Trey Gowdy podcast, Trey Gowdy. Well, he's so patriotic, the Liberty Bell once took a field trip to see him. Fox and Friends weekend co-host, the very ugly Pete Hegseth. She's quick with a quip and won't take no lip. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Timpf. And he's got more muscles than the Great Barrier Reef. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, what a lineup. All right, Trey Gowdy, your book is about persuasion. So I want to ask you, how persuasive was this week, this convention to, let's say, undecided folks?
I think they did a great job. I think Tim Scott's story appeals to everyone. I mean, there is a need, Greg, obviously, to acknowledge the base. You want the base to be energized. But the groups that we were struggling with, I mean, you can't listen to Nikki Haley, you can't listen to Tim Scott, and you can't watch the clemency of a man who deserved a second chance of life and got one. I didn't see the angry Donald Trump that the Democrats portrayed.
Yeah. Neither did I. You know, Pete, isn't it interesting how preferable non-politicians are to listen to? That's what I knew.
Yes, big time.
Yeah. I mean, that's
big time.
Yeah.
You want to hear their story. And time after time, you heard stories that this is directly how the president's policies that he promised he would deliver improved my life and my family, or would have prevented Kayla Mueller's parents, who they say our daughter would be alive because they would have taken ISIS seriously and actually brought her back. They spent 4 days shredding the leftist straw man. The left creates the straw man that we're systemically racist nation where cops are running around intentionally trying to find black men to shoot, and climate change is going to kill us all in 10 years, so we need to socialize every part of our economy. And bit by bit, they broke it down and exposed America versus anarchy. And then all the speakers and all the attendees were poignantly harassed by the mob when they left the event. To put a perfect exclamation point on precisely what the president is talking about, I don't think they could have orchestrated it better. And it was the powerful stories of individuals that I think did it best.
Mm-hmm. Kat, you almost leapt out of your seat like a cat when I was talking about the non-political people. I bet you want to comment on that.
I do. First, I want to say I learned something very important yesterday, thanks to the RNC. Dana White is actually a dude. I'd always heard the name, and I'm like, oh, one of those lady wrestlers. But he's actually like a very meaty, manly dude. So that was great. Learned that. But yeah, I agree totally. Because whenever I'm hearing anyone speak who is trying to win an election, doesn't matter what party, you always have in your mind like, okay, yeah, they are trying to win something, my vote with their words, right? It's kind of like you trust them about as much as a guy when you're on a date and it's like you're 4 drinks in and he's like, come home with me, I think you'd love my cat. I'll introduce you to my cat. But again, you mentioned some of those people, but the one that I thought was the real standout was Alice Johnson.
Definitely.
I watched it about 5 times and I was in tears because it transcended politics, especially because she was saying there are thousands more out there just like me. I have written and spoken and volunteered to criminal justice issues for years. And I was like, I'm not doing enough. What more can I do? It really, truly moved me. And just to compare that with the voiceover calling Kamala last week a fighter for criminal or for ending mass incarceration, here's someone who's out here actually doing that. And the only reason she's out here at all is because President Trump freed her. I thought it was so powerful. It transcended politics. It motivated me. And I think a lot of people felt the way that I did. Just such a truly powerful, amazing moment.
All right, Tyrus. So maybe I am biased because I have such an antipathy towards left-wing whiners. But I felt like I was looking at adults, especially when Kat brings up Dana White. Like when you're...
You're listening to Dana White. You see her. You see Herschel Walker. You see Jack Brewer, which is the best name ever invented, Jack Brewer. I felt like I was around people I want to hang out with in a bar, and I know we'll never get in a bar fight.
Well, you would find a way. I don't doubt you would find a way to start it and then say, Tyrus, I'll be in the bathroom. Let me
yes,
know when it's over.
That's true.
And then that's exactly what happened. Before I start real quick tonight, Greg, I have to just give my condolences to the Armstrong family. Bullet Barb Armstrong, he passed away this week, and wrestling legend,
yeah,
hero of mine. So I'm sad to see him go. But yeah, you used the term the adult in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Herschel Walker is literally the nicest, no-nonsense person you're ever going to meet
yeah,
in your life. Mm-hmm. I don't. He doesn't change expressions much, and I honestly don't think he has to. And I've always he's talked softly, but his words are always strong. And I think the RNC did exactly what they should have done. The DNC went with dramatization and celebrities and mm-hmm, scenarios and, you know, coming attractions of the world's going to end and they're mm-hmm, going to save it. And basically it's, you know, the United States is the new Star Wars and the Empire, you know, President Trump and the Empire. And the RNC said, well, we're just going to be adults and here's our plan. They're sorry. There's no CGIF. There's no fancy. There's no music videos. We're just going to have straight talk and see what you guys think of it. So the Republican Party was the Republican Party. I expect no less. I didn't expect, although there was fireworks, but it was at the end.
Yes.
It was at the end.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Would you resist or raise your fist? Earlier this week, Black Lives Matter protesters in D.C. were filmed harassing diners and demanding they raise their fists in solidarity with the movement. Take a look. The woman being shouted at said she actually supports the cause and has been marching for weeks, but didn't feel right complying with the mob's hostility. I feel the same way when Kilmeade asks me to dress up as Deucey. Anyway, it's interesting to now watch the left eat themselves at a restaurant. Seems fitting. All right, Tyrus, I always have to remember whenever I see stuff like this, I go, I wonder what would Tyrus do? But no one would ever do this to you at a restaurant, I imagine.
I remember one time, I think we were all having dinner together after the show and somebody went over to say something and I just looked at him and said, you got something to say? And he just, nope, good show, kept walking. So here's the thing. What standing over someone and telling them to raise their hand is just as bad as what you're supposedly fighting against.
Exactly.
Making people do things against their will, which you're fighting for the fact you want equality and freedom for everyone, except for the woman, you're a real brave dude, standing over a woman. Now, if I would have been having dinner with my friends and family, I always have a rule, I'm good for 6 to 8, which means I'm good for 6 to 8 of them. Y'all got the rest. And I also guarantee I don't promote violence. Tyrus and Timf on our podcast, we always say this. Cat, back me up. Although we never promote violence.
Do not condone.
If you're going to
if
be
you
violent,
must.
Yes,
make an example of the first one.
Okay.
I would have hit dude so hard in his chest that the people next to him would have felt it, and they all would have backed up. And I'm like, does anyone else want to raise hands? And they would have moved on.
All right, Trey. Your book, as I said, is about persuasion. This is like the least persuasive technique I've ever seen.
That's exactly what I was thinking, is how non-persuasive. What is persuasive is when the right calls out malfactors, malactors on our side, and the left does the same. That is
right.
Persuasive. I was not born with big muscles. I use rhetorical skills. I was asked yesterday, will you say Black Lives Matter? I said, I'll say it, but I spent 20 years proving it in a courtroom. Mm. And I wish you'd been there to help me 20 years ago when we were trying to assign value to a black homicide victim's life, and you didn't see anything the night of the shooting. So you want to say it or you want to prove it?
That's a good point, because they were going they were going after Rand Paul over Brianna, and he was, well, Kat, you know the story.
Yeah, that was his thing.
Yes.
Justice for Breonna Taylor and the no-knock warrants. Kamala Harris, nowhere to be found on that one, but they're going to go after him. Look, I agree. This is such another example that I agree so wholeheartedly that it is wrong to be silent in the face of injustice, that it's important for white people to speak out against racism. I also think it's important to, you know, eat food. Right? Which is what this lady was doing. I'm not shocked to, you know, hear that she's also an anti-racism activist, because it's possible to be an activist and also sometimes eat food, and also to be less inclined to mix the two when the way, as we've all mentioned, someone's trying to get you to do that is screaming in your face randomly out of nowhere. But that is so, so obvious that I truly think the motivation of this mob was really not to help anybody.
You know, Pete, what I noticed about it is that it's a blackmail situation. If you comply, we won't film you. But if you don't comply, we will film you and it will go viral and then you will be targeted.
It's like emotional extortion, you know, with a video camera. It's like, you will do it. And by the way, I should just cede my balance of time back to Tyrus again because of his answer on that. This is the theme of the show today. Antifa's name is anti-fascist, yet they can't see the very fascist tactics they use on a daily basis. And it's because they think that who Donald Trump is and being a patriotic American is so evil, because everything is evil about America, that anything is justified. And that's what comes to. And the irony that this lady, she's not wearing a MAGA hat. She's like, hey, I've been with you on the streets. Like, I think we should do something about it. But I won't rate when your supporters won't even do it. Then, you know, you've crossed the Rubicon.
Yeah.
She wanted to eat some food.
Just want an appetizer.
Yes.
Just an appetizer.
Thanks to Trey Gowdy, Pete Hegseth, Cat Tim, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.